The Great Vaulted Hall and the Three Little Rooms. We now enter the large hall on our left, on which there are three small cells. In two of them there are wells and, in the last one, the innermost, also a kind of chimney, connected to the upper terrace. We don't know the exact function of these little rooms, but we can say that, like the chapel, that we will visit shortly, they date back to the first phase of construction of the castle, 13th century. According to some theories, they were used as kitchens, even if they are rather dark rooms, or as prison cells. The castle of Lerici, in fact, was used as a prison, hosting illustrious prisoners, politicians, especially rebellious Corsicans, but also aristocratic opponents of Genoa, hostages of war, former doges, and, for a few days, even the King of France, Francis, captured after the Battle of Pavia, 1525. Fun fact. In the correspondence between the Castellans and the Ufficio di San Giorgio, there are references to torture and death sentences perpetrated just inside the castle. For example, in 1490 there was an important prisoner, Ranuccio da Lecca from Corsica. Ufficio's leaders ordered him to be executed after having made him confess and gave him Holy Communion, as it should be for a good Christian.